Middle School Personal Finance, Chapter 12 Storybook.
The Credit Card Quest. Leo, Maya, Sam, and Jamal were inseparable, their conversations a mix of video game scores and dreams for the future.
I'm finally getting a student credit card, Leo announced at lunch one day, his eyes gleaming. First stop, the new Galaxy Voyager X console.
Maya smiled, pulling a similar card from her wallet. I got one too, but I'm starting small, just for things I've already saved up for, like my school books.
A few weeks later, Maya stood at the campus bookstore counter.
That'll be $45, the cashier said.
Maya handed over her credit card.
I'm just using this to build a good credit history, she explained to Sam, who was with her. It's basically a loan that I'm going to pay back in full the second the bill arrives. No interest that way.
Leo, meanwhile, was on a mission. He and Jamal marched into the electronics store, and Leo didn't hesitate. He bought the Galaxy Voyager X, three new games, and an armful of snacks. He swiped his card with a flourish.
It's fine, he told a wide-eyed Jamal. The minimum payment is super low. It's easy.
The first statements arrived in their inboxes. Maya's bill was for $45. She logged into her account and paid the full amount. Done. Leo's bill was for $550. He saw the minimum payment due, $25, and breathed a sigh of relief. He clicked the button, paid the small amount, and closed the laptop, completely ignoring the fine print about the 22% annual interest rate. The next month, Leo stared at his screen in disbelief. He had barely used the card, but his balance had jumped to over $600. Then he saw it. An interest charge. The company had charged him 22% interest on the $525 he hadn't paid off. He was now paying interest on top of his interest. It was a snowball of debt called compound interest, and it was rolling downhill fast.
I'm in trouble.
Leo admitted to Maya at school, his head in his hands. Maya showed him the banking app on her phone.
I put some of my allowance into a simple interest savings account. The bank is paying me a little bit. Your debt is the opposite. You're paying the bank. And with inflation making everything more expensive, that debt gets heavier every day.
Leo felt trapped. Every dollar he paid seemed to disappear into the black hole of interest. He had to say no when his friends wanted to go out for pizza. The shiny new gaming console in his room now felt like a very expensive paperweight. His credit score, the number that showed how responsible he was with money, was dropping. Following Maya's advice, Leo talked to his parents. They helped him make an appointment with Ms. Davis, a credit counselor. Her office was calm, and her smile was reassuring.
You're not the first person to get into this situation, Leo, she said kindly as she sat down with him and his mom. Let's make a plan. A credit card isn't free money, it's a loan, Ms. Davis explained. She helped Leo create a strict budget, showing him how to track his spending and put every extra cent from his part-time job toward the debt. Think of a good credit history as a valuable financial asset, she said. It proves you're reliable and will help you get loans for big things later, like a car or even a house.
It took 4 long months of hard work, but Leo finally paid off the entire balance. The feeling was better than beating any video game. He showed the paid in full statement to his friends.
I learned my lesson, he said. Credit is a tool, not a toy.
Maya smiled.
You just made a huge investment in yourself, Leo. That's the best kind.
Back to course. Next lesson.